Welcome to the Daily Radio Bible for Kids. The day is August the 15th. My name is Hunter, and we are reading through the Bible. Every day, kids from all around the world gather together here to listen to amazing stories from the Bible, from Genesis all the way to the book of Revelation. In today's reading, we're in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 15, verses 11 through 32. Then we finish our reading in Psalm 103, verse 13. Well, Jesus told a story about a son who did some awful things that hurt his family and messed up his whole life. Would the boy's father be able to forgive him? Let's read and find out from Luke chapter 15. Jesus told them this story. A man had two sons. The younger son told his father, "I want my share of the estate right now before you die." So his father agreed to divide the wealth between his sons. A few days later, this son packed all his belongings and moved to a distant land, and there he wasted all the money in wild living. About the time his money ran out, a great famine swept over the land, and he began to starve. He persuaded a local farmer to hire him, and the man sent him into his fields to feed the pigs. The young man became so hungry that even the pods he was feeding the pigs looked good to him, but no one gave him anything. Then he finally came to his senses. He said to himself, "At home, even the hired servants have food enough to spare, and here I am dying of hunger. I will go home to my father and say, 'Father, I have sinned against both heaven and you, and I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Please take me on as a hired servant.'" So he returned home to his father, and while he was still a long way off, his father saw him coming. Filled with love and compassion, he ran to his son and embraced him and kissed him. His son said to him, "Father, I have sinned against both you and heaven, and I'm no longer worthy to be called your son." But his father said to the servants, "Quick, bring the finest robe in the house and put it on him. Get a ring for his finger and sandals for his feet, and kill the calf we have been fattening. We must celebrate with a feast. For this son of mine was dead and has now returned to life. He was lost, but now he is found." So the party began. Meanwhile, the older son was in the fields working. When he returned home, he heard music and dancing in the house, and he asked one of the servants what was going on. "Your brother is back," he was told, "and your father has killed the fattened calf. We are celebrating because of his safe return." The older brother was angry and wouldn't go in. His father came out and begged him, but he replied, "All these years I've slaved for you and never once refused to do a single thing you told me to. And in all that time, you never gave me even one young goat for a feast with my friends. Yet when this son of yours comes back, after squandering your money on prostitutes, you celebrate by killing the fattened calf." His father said to him, "Look, dear son, you have always stayed by me, and everything I have is yours. We had to celebrate this happy day, for your brother was dead and has come back to life. He was lost, but now he is found." Wow. The runaway son thought there was no way his dad would want him to come back home. But before the son even got to the front door, his dad came running out to hug and to hold him and welcome him. Sometimes it may feel like you've done something so bad that God will never forgive you. But he can't wait for you to come back to him. Don't be afraid to confess your sins to God. He's just waiting for you to come to him. This is what Psalm 103 verse 13 says. "The Lord is like a father to his children, tender and compassionate to those who fear him." How about that? Well, hey, we've done it again. We've spent another day in the Bible. And I plan on being back here again tomorrow to do the same thing. Lord willing, and the creek don't rise, I fully intend to be back here. Until that time, my friends, you go forward in God's joy. And you remember that God loves when we come back home. And he loves you. No doubt about it. All right, my friends, I'll talk to you tomorrow. You take care. Bye-bye.